Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, dengan menganut tradisi lisan mereka, masyarakat Aborigin dan penduduk pribumi Selat Torres telah menggunakan seni sebagai media untuk mewariskan kisah budaya, keyakinan spiritual, dan pengetahuan penting tentang wilayah tersebut. Seni juga berfungsi sebagai jendela di mana seseorang dapat memperoleh aspirasi yang lebih mendalam terhadap keunikan budaya dan tradisi kreatif mereka. Dalam episode Australia Explained kali ini, akan mengeksplorasi bagaimana masyarakat Aborigin dan penduduk pribumi Selat Torres menganut tradisi lisan mereka menggunakan berbagai bentuk seni. Laporan ini disusun oleh Yumi Oba. Seni pribumi adalah sebuah permadani yang kaya, mencakup beragam gaya dan teknik, masing-masing berakar kuat pada negara, budaya, dan komunitas masyarakat First Nations. Maria Watson-Trajet adalah seorang wanita Kuri dan wanita air tawar dari suku Wiraduri. Ia adalah konsultan First Nations dan seniman otodidak yang bersemangat untuk berbagi budaya aboriginnya. Miss Watson-Trajet mengatakan, orang sering memiliki kesalahpahaman tentang apa itu seni aborigin.
Some people have a preconceived idea that dot painting is traditional and the only true form of Aboriginal art. But this is not the case and it's flawed thinking. Our traditional art was really not necessarily art, but more about making marks for identification on your tools, etc., or engravings in trees for marking ceremony and burial locations, or body paint, etc., for ceremony.
Sebenarnya, lukisan titik baru muncul pada tahun 1970-an, seiring dengan adanya gerakan seni gurun barat dari Papunya. Komunitas kecil Aborigin ini terletak di barat laut Alice Springs. Di sanalah seniman Aborigin mulai melukis cerita tradisional mereka dengan menggunakan cat akrilik di papan.
There's many styles of Aboriginal art that artists use to convey their stories and their cultures. And you know, really, Aboriginal art is anything an Aboriginal person paints that connects them to their country and their culture and creates for them a sense of connection and belonging.
Miss Watson-Trajet baru melukis pada tahun 2009 untuk bersantai dari stres studi penuh waktu di universitas. Namun ia segera menyadari bahwa seni lebih dari sekedar cara untuk menenangkan pikiran.
Art to me is very important because as an Aboriginal person, it's about me sharing my stories with other people, keeping my culture alive. And it also supports me connect to my Aboriginal culture and to my country and to my old people and to the knowledge that I learned while I lived and grew up on country with family. So it's very important to me to keep that alive and share my culture with others.
Karya seni Miss Watson-Trajet merupakan perpaduan kontemporer atau seni abstrak dengan motif budaya yang menggunakan garis mengalir dari simbol aborigin yang mencerminkan cara nenek moyangnya berkomunikasi saat menggambar kesan dan simbol di tanah. Berikut ini penjelasannya.
The symbols are really up to the interpretation of the artist that's using them. So if you see symbols, I guess you would never assume that they mean the same thing to another artist.
Bagi Camilla Rae dan Bi Gambal dan juga seniman Yorta-Yorta Akreria Rose Armstrong, seni selalu menjadi bagian dari hidupnya. Seni Miss Armstrong sangat dipengaruhi oleh kakek dan neneknya yang keduanya adalah seniman. Neneknya adalah seorang tetua Camilla Rae yang merupakan salah satu pelukis pasir terakhir di wilayah tersebut.
She would tell her stories while sitting on the ground, on country, on sand country, and she would tell us stories in the sand. So she would depict her journey and her story through artwork. So a lot of the symbolism and imagery that she would tell us was shared that way. So I then take that imagery and put it onto canvas to share that way.
Sementara itu, kakeknya, seorang tetua Yorta-Yorta, mengajarinya teknik tersebut.
My grandfather paint with ochre and does that through dot work. So he taught me how to paint with dots. So I use a combination of his technique of painting with dots and my grandmother's symbolism in terms of circles and lines and looking at country from that bird's eye perspective, I suppose, to share story that way.
Miss Armstrong menggambarkan karya seninya sebagai jalinan dari kedua negaranya. Ia mengatakan bahwa mengerjakan sebuah karya seni memungkinkan dirinya untuk mencerminkan apa artinya negara baginya, sehingga membangkitkan banyak emosi.
So many emotions. You know, you have that sense of pride and joy. And when we don't live on country, it's a connection point to reflect on what that country means to us. I think from that emotional perspective is that it's a process. Is that, you know, as you're completing each artwork, emotions come up as you're retelling that story, thinking about the relationships that are connected to that story.
Dan tentu saja ia membagikan karyanya itu dengan putrinya.
To continue culture, you need to share culture and you need to practice culture. To share with our next generation is to make sure that they're always at the table having those conversations. You know, regularly she sits down and paints while I paint or draws while I paint, sits down and listens to the stories whenever I complete each artwork.
Davinder Hart adalah seorang seniman dengan akar keluarganya di wilayah barat daya negara Noongar, Australia Barat. Ia menghabiskan masa kecilnya di Adelaide sebelum berhubungan kembali dengan budayanya di negeri Ngemba di New South Wales di kemudian hari. Mr. Hart mengalami tantangan yang signifikan pada tahun-tahun awalnya. Ia meninggalkan sekolah pada usia 16 tahun, berjuang untuk mendapatkan pekerjaan, dan berjuang melawan penyalahgunaan narkoba. Namun, dukungan dan bimbingan dari paman dan saudara laki-lakinya sangat berperan dalam membantunya mengubah jalan kehidupannya.
I had a bit of a unhealthy way of dealing with a lot of issues that come through life, and it was really great that I was able to be fortunate enough to meet my uncles and brothers now, who teach me these stories about country. And in those stories, it teaches you how to conduct yourself and all those type of things in a positive light. And so I just put those into my everyday life, and it does make things a lot easier for myself.
Pengetahuan yang diperoleh Mr. Hart seringkali tercermin dalam karya seninya.
So most of the stories talk about Mother Earth and also the ancestors that walked before us and also our creator Baimi who lives in the stars. These teachings that I have learned come from New South Wales, so far west of New South Wales. And so I did spend and have been spending a lot of time out there with the community out there and been learning a lot of knowledge from that area. And that is coming through in a lot of artwork that I do today.
Ia mengatakan seni bukan hanya cara untuk mewariskan cerita kepada generasi berikutnya, namun juga merupakan bentuk penyembuhan baginya.
Definitely a relaxed state as I am painting. I do a fair amount of reflecting as I am painting. I'm thinking about the design and how it's going to, you know, come together. Only a little bit, but I think for most of the time, you know, like the spirit just really takes over that painting, and the painting kind of just does it by itself, but you know it's very therapeutic and it's really great.
Bagi masyarakat non-pribumi, karya seni First Nation dapat memberikan aspirasi yang lebih mendalam terhadap keunikan budaya dan tradisi kreatif mereka. Miss Armstrong mengatakan, titik awal yang baik adalah menanyakan tentang kisah-kisah yang diceritakan dalam karya seni.
Who is that First Nations person? What are those countries and what do they look like? Once you start asking those questions, you start to see and feel that person. These stories have been passed down generationally and they will continue to be just because that's the way that we share our culture. How can we make space to hear those stories?
Dalam pamerannya, ia berdiskusi dengan orang-orang tentang karya seninya. Miss Hart menambahkan bahwa mengajukan pertanyaan tentang pekerjaan juga dapat menciptakan koneksi.
Just be really open. Don't be afraid to ask questions. When non-Indigenous people come to me and ask about my work, a lot of the time they'll say, I don't mean to offend you, and you're not offending me. You know, I'm really glad that you're asking me these questions because then I can, you know, give you the best possible answer from my knowledge and learning together as well. If it is something that I don't know, then we can both figure that out together. And within that conversation there, we're building a connection just through that.
Demikian tadi laporan Australia Explain tentang karya seni penduduk First Nations yang disusun oleh Yumi Oba dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.